What a nail-biting end, but Downies it is who advance to the Ulster Junior Ladies Final, and delight on the players as they got over the line. You know, referee Anthony Marin kept them hanging on. It was 67 minutes on the clock at the end before he blew the final whistle. And just slightly before that, I'd say player of the match, Evan O'Connell, went off the field with an injury. She had a fantastic evening out there for her home club this afternoon, but hopefully she'll be all right. It ended here in Downings. The final score, Downings 2-6. Owen Rua 1-8. You'll recall, of course, that the sides went in at the break. Downies were 3 points up. The score was 1-4 to 4 points. Louise McIntyre for Owen Rua got the scoring underway early in the first half. She pointed from a free, her second of the afternoon, leaving only 2 points between the sides. It has to be said, though, Downies defended really well with Avon O'Connell, as I mentioned, Nadine Gallagher, Julie Trinity, Lauren McBride and Denise Doherty putting in solid performances. Shauna Doherty, of course, the target woman and the danger woman for Derry's Owen Rua side, added another point in the 37th minute. Could have been a goal, only keeper Charlie Shevlin assisted the ball over the bar. That left only 1 point between the sides in favour of Derry's Owen Rua at that stage. The lead was stolen from Downings 10 minutes into the second half, when Shauna Doherty found corner forward Lucy O'Kane, and she hammered the back of the Downings net, leaving it Downings 1-4. Owen Rua 1-6. Referee Anthony Marin, he was very consistent all evening and afternoon. He awarded a free to Downings in the 44th minute. Avon O'Connell pointed to leave a point between them with 5 minutes of the game left. Downings 1-5 to Owen Rua's 1-6. A goal then again from Denise Doherty put to Downings, of course, 2 points up, and Shauna Doherty, that danger woman from Owen Rua, pointed, which left a point between the sides. And the closing stages, it was Downings 2-5 at 11 points and Owen Rua 1-7, 10 points. As you can see, 1 point between them at that stage. Lucy O'Kane, the number 13, getting her second of the contest right in time to lead the sides level for the second time of the game with 5 minutes left on the clock, and a nail-biting encounter at the end, and was all to play for here. And Downings, that was when former Donegal player Shannon McGruddy stepped up and pointed her first of the afternoon to put Downings ahead in the 59th minute of the game. The scoreboard reading Downings 2-6 to Owen Rua 1-8, and that was to be the last score of the game. The lead, only the smallest of margins for Donegal's county champions, the junior champions, Downings this afternoon, but a lead that they'll be very, very happy with. As they say, it doesn't really matter if you won by 10 points or 1 point, as long as you won the game. That's them through to the Ulster Junior Final, where they'll meet the winners of Warren Point from County Down or Monaghan's Anna Mullen. That game was on today at 3 o'clock. It should be well over now, and I'm sure we'll have the result from that match a little later on. I'll try to get some match reactions, of course, from the Downings managers here, maybe Brian Curran later on. I'll have that for you later on, Ciarán. I'll also be back with you tomorrow, bringing you live updates from another, I would say, exciting encounter, the Ulster Senior Club Championship semi-final between the Termon Ladies as they travel to Cavan to take on Lurgan. As I say, it promises to be another exciting contest. But there you have it from me here, and beautiful Downings this afternoon, Ciarán. The Downings Ladies celebrating their one and a place in this year's AIB Ulster Junior Club Championship final. The final score here in Downings, 2-6 to 1-8.